Choice KPRL brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, Mexico's ambassador to the U.S. says the review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement should be completed before the end of the year, providing greater certainty for farmers, businesses, and investors. Ambassador Roberto Lazzari told Bloomberg that the three countries need to move quickly to preserve North America's competitive advantage and every day costs the region market share and competitiveness. The USMCA governs about $2 trillion in annual trade. And combine sales posted modest gains in June, while tractor sales continue to decline, according to Association of Equipment Manufacturing numbers. The U.S. combine sales increased 3.9% from a year ago, while Canadian combine sales jumped 14.2%. U.S. ag tractor sales fell 18.4%, while Canadian sales dropped 12.5%. AEM Senior Vice President Kurt Blade says although tractor sales remain below last year's levels, the increase in combine sales is welcome. Global corn consumption is projected to exceed production during the 2026-27 marketing year, raising concerns about the shrinking margin in world grain supplies. According to USDA projections analyzed by Reuters, world corn usage is expected to surpass production by about 1.8%, marking the largest supply deficit in 16 years. Wheat consumption is also expected to outpace production. Analysts say the imbalance reflects steady growth in feed demand, particularly in livestock-producing nations.
Smart cattle buyers know that Superior Livestock is the place for volume, quality, and selection. Join Superior for the Video Royale video auction July 27th through the 30th in Winnemucca, Nevada, and live online. More than 142,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock will sell from ranches across the country. View every lot in high-quality video and register to bid today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Don't miss Video Royale July 27th through the 30th, only at SuperiorLivestock.com.
In the heart of cowboy country, legends rise. Saturday, August 1st, Sentinel Butte hosts the 70th annual Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, a PRCA-sanctioned battle of grit, power, and tradition. The dust flies, the crowd roars, the toughest broncs and the boldest riders go head-to-head. Grab your seat in the open-air arena, bid on your rider at the Live Calcutta, and support a powerful cause at Home on the Range. It all begins at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, August 1st. Tickets and info at HOTRND.com.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are plunging on new concerns about the amount of money companies are spending on AI and technology. The Mag 7 tech stocks have collectively lost over $888 billion as of midday trading. It's the biggest one-day market cap decline for those names since the tariff turmoil of April 2025. Shares of Alphabet are falling over 6%. The Google parent delivered a blockbuster earnings report but announced plans to raise its capital spending forecast for this year, spooking investors. And shares of Tesla are plunging 13% after the EV maker posted weaker than expected second quarter earnings and its free cash flow turned negative during the period. And shares of Cleveland Cliffs are surging 17% in a down market after the steelmaker forecast that profits in the back half of the year will be the strongest in 5 years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Students from the countries of Western Europe are risking imprisonment in the Soviet Gulag for the cause of human rights. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Recently, National Review magazine presented an article by Lennart Frenzel that revealed how much idealism there is in the world and exposed how much hypocrisy there is behind the Iron Curtain. The author gives an accounting of young students and others from France, Belgium, Norway, Finland, and other countries of Western Europe who journey to Russia as tourists. These particular tourists, however, aren't interested in sightseeing. They smuggle in books and leaflets, which they then openly hand to Russians on the streets. These are books the Russians are forbidden to read, such as the writings of Solzhenitsyn. Invariably, the book-distributing tourists are arrested. One young Belgian girl handing out lists of political prisoners' names was seized by KGB agents so quickly she could only throw the leaflets in the air before she was arrested. Now, the Soviet Constitution guarantees freedom of speech, but like the Helsinki Pact, the Russian government doesn't feel obliged to observe it. Nevertheless, Soviet officialdom is taking its lumps and is very uncomfortable in the face of these tourists who argue back with full knowledge of their legal rights and the terms of the Helsinki Pact. Listen to this exchange between a 22-year-old French girl and the two KGB officers who arrested her. The question, and quote, "Are you a member of a political party?" "Yes." "What does your father do?" "He's a politician." "Does he have a high position?" "High enough." "Does your father know of your trip to the USSR?" "Yes, of course." "Well, both you and he know that it's forbidden to bring books into the USSR." "Really? But why? To our country, for example, one can bring in any books. In our country, people have the right to read anything." "Well, this isn't Belgium, but the USSR." "Well, how does the USSR differ from Belgium?" "We want our nation to think according to our ideology." "You are really naive people. Do you really believe that 250 million people will think the way you want them to think?" Unquote. The KGB agents didn't have an answer to that one. All they could say was, "It is forbidden to bring in books. You may get 10 years for it." To which she replied, "I know. We already packed some things in case we would have to go to camp." The smugglers have the help of the Russian emigre organization and contacts in the Soviet Union who helped pass the literature along. Leaflets have appeared in cities and towns far distant from Moscow, and books are regularly circulated among dissident intellectuals in Moscow. A Mr. Sokolov, a member of the section in charge of the confiscated books, was arrested a couple of years ago for selling those books to black market dealers. He hasn't been heard from since, but the smuggling goes on, and significantly, the Russian people show a great eagerness to get their hands on the forbidden literature. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. We're going to go over a number of things here on the show today. I'm going to start talking about with Hunter Ranch, what's going on in Hunter Ranch with Bailey Flickinger, some of the things, some of the specials out there, the changes that have occurred. We're going to start the show with that and some of the new tournaments and things that they're doing. Then we're going to talk a little bit about Templeton. And the chair of the Templeton Advisory Group pleaded guilty yesterday that he was harassing his neighbor. They have videos of him. He is going to spend jail time. He did plead guilty. And there are pictures of him in what looks like a gorilla costume going onto his neighbor's property. He destroyed cameras. He destroyed a sign. And this went on. He had 33 criminal counts. He only pled guilty to some of them. But meanwhile, one of the things he wanted in his plea agreement was that he could continue to ride in the 4th of July Templeton parade and break his restraining order at that time. That he's legally allowed to do that, even though that violates a restraining order. But we'll talk about that later today. And then there's huge things happening in the Paso Robles groundwater fight over water rights. We're at the very end. Everything is looking, actually, the people that filed for prescriptive right, not prescriptive, for quiet title appear to be doing very well. It's at the last stage. We're going to have Greg Wayrall and Murray Powell on. And Murray will also speak a little bit about the Templeton drama of the day. And first of all, Bailey Flickinger, Bailey's from here. And why this is, I think, a huge deal. I know a lot of golf courses of this type and large hotels, they bring in someone from out of area to manage their properties. I rarely see someone that is local, even having a high management position. Bailey, you're born and raised in Paso.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, I've been here my entire life. I was born in Templeton, lived in Paso my whole life, went through the school districts. I started out in a small elementary school, Pleasant Valley. After that, went to Flampson Middle School, then I went to Paso High School. The only time I left the area for a period of time was I went to the Central Valley, played golf at Reedley Junior College, and then went to Fresno State after that. And then I came back to Paso. I love the area, and I love the golf course.
What did you major in?
I majored in electrical engineering.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you played on the golf team.
I did, yeah. I played 2 years of junior college golf with Reedley, and then shortly after that was when COVID started, and it kind of made it a little bit of a challenge with transferring with outside tournaments because they closed down quite a bit, but I had a great time getting to play 2 years of college golf up there, and that was really the only time that I stepped away from the golf course because I began employment out at Hunter Ranch back in November of 2015, and I started golfing out there back in 2012 to get ready to start playing high school golf since I found out that was the home course for the high school team, and so I started playing out there when I was 2012 and fell in love with the place ever since, so...
And so you fell in love with golf. So yes. Even though you have an engineering degree, mm-hmm. you're now managing a golf course. How often do you golf?
Now that my new job changed since the start of the year, it's not quite as much as it used to be. I try to get out at least once or twice a month, I would say now. It used to be once a week when I was in our restaurant as our food and beverage director. But with everything that we got going out at the facility, I'm trying to grow the place and get as many good things going that we can. And so... The fun golf on the side, that'll pick up a little bit down the road once I settle in a little bit more.
And that's why part of the reason I have you on here now. I know that is the highest ranked private golf course in San Luis Obispo County.
Yes, the highest ranked public facility here in San Luis. Yes, yes. That's one thing we get week in and week out on Friday and Saturday. We have guests that are from the Bay Area, from LA, from the Central Valley. We have people from all over coming to our golf course to check it out. And one thing that people rave about is how phenomenal our greens are. Jason Pouch has been our superintendent for many years. He does a phenomenal job with them. And with the junior college that I got to play with, I played everywhere from up in Sacramento down to San Diego, played public tracks, private tracks. And one thing that stands out about our facilities is how pure our greens can be. And that's one of the biggest staples to our golf course.
I had someone probably 3 years ago tell me they were out there and Goldie Hawn and her husband were golfing.
Yes.
And that they come out regularly and golf there.
Yes, that is true. That is true.
So they fly in to golf at your mm-hmm. golf course.
Yes, yes. And to on top of that, like many of the acts that go to Vina Robles, if they're avid golfers, they'll come out and play the golf course for the day. For instance, last year, Co Wetzel was one of the performers at Vina Robles. He came out to our facility and played a round for the day. Alice Cooper, he's an avid golfer. Many people don't know that. And he comes and plays our facility anytime he's in the area. Comedian Burt Kreischer, he was out at our golf course before he went to Vina Robles. Last year, Cody Johnson, when he was performing at the Mid-State Fairgrounds, he came and played our facility. So we have a lot of high-end guests that come out to the golf course.
So you have a good reputation.
Yes.
And I was told that Goldie, what's her husband's name? Kurt Russell.
Yes. Yes.
I was told that they actually fly into town because they want to golf there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a
compliment.
It is a high compliment. And I haven't been on the facility on the days that they've been out there. But I've heard the stories about when they come out there, and they do. They love the track. Another one, for instance, that'll come out there and play, one of my favorite, Josh Allen. He's been out and played a couple times with us. He enjoys that golf course. So, no, there is. If people are in the area, they love coming out and playing our golf course.
And that's because of the type of course.
Yes.
And I had someone on last year talking about you had a tournament for juniors.
Yes.
And it was a world tournament, correct?
Yes, yes. So what they're called is the AJGA, their American Junior Golf Association. They highlight some of the best junior golfers in the world. We're hosting them again coming up here in August. They're going to be out August 3rd through 6th. The 3rd is a qualifier / practice round for those that aren't already pre-qualified for the event itself. And then the 4th, 5th, and 6th is when the tournament's going to be played. And it's an open invite for people to come out. And if you want to watch some of the most talented juniors in the world, for instance, last year, Astrid Tolley, she's a gal that's phenomenal. Many people have seen her on TV. She just played in the Women's U.S. Open. She's a phenomenal golfer, and she was out there last year. I got to serve her and her dad lunch when they're in the restaurant. So it's quite spectacular, some of the talent that comes out here. And the juniors, it's incredible how young they are and how good they are. The field's going to be about 80 golfers. And I recommend people, if you want to come on out, walk the golf course, see some very good young talent.
I went out last year, and it was a vibe that's different than other tournaments.
Yes.
There was a lot of parents and families and people walking around.
Yes.
And it was just excitement. And
right.
It was because she was doing so well. Didn't she just like clean house?
Yes. Yes.
She was not expected to.
Yes. Yes. She came in. Well, she was kind of one of the bigger names that came out there. And she kind of did what you would expect someone like her to do. And it was very impressive to see that sort of play out of somebody in that age group. But no, it's phenomenal getting to see those players out there. And like you said, it's a different energy that's at the golf course when you come out for an event like this, because many of these juniors have aspirations to become professional golfers. And so the energy when you're out there is just different, because it's just like if you're walking a PGA Tour event, just these are the juniors. It's the younger version of it. And so everybody's just dead silent. It's silent claps when people celebrate and make their putts. It's a very respectful game, and during that event, we definitely make sure that the guests are respectful of the players, because they're trying to stay as focused as they can. They've been practicing all year long. They're looking forward for this. We've had juniors out there probably for the last 3 weeks getting ready for this, playing practice rounds, getting geared up for it, getting used to the golf course, getting used to the conditions. So it's a big deal to be out there and be a part of it.
What other tournaments are you offering that people from the community can come out and play in?
So one of the newest things we just did was our last Players Club event was our Red, White, and Blue golf tournament hosted on June 27th. And one big change that we made was previously you had to be a member at our facility to join any of our in-house Players Club events. What we did is we opened that to the public. So anybody that wants to sign up for their event they're welcome to come and join. And if they have a great time, we have a phenomenal membership that they can sign up for and join. We've upgraded our membership from years in the past. We used to just have a one structured system with one entry form for a calendar year membership. Now we have an annual membership, and there's three tiers to that. They vary in price and the perks that you get within it. And essentially, you get discounted rates year long for the golf. So if you're an avid golfer and you come out to our facility at least 5-6 times throughout the year, it's well worth looking to our membership program.
And instead, I bet people wouldn't even sign up in November. Right. I mean, if you had a golf membership that was annual, December to December,
right?
You know, it wouldn't work.
No, exactly. So that's one thing we discussed, and there's plenty of people. I mean, depending, everybody knows the weather in Paso. We don't get torrential rains, but January, February, March, you never know how the weather's going to be. And so a lot of guys keep their sticks up in the garage and aren't coming out to golf until the third, fourth month of the year. And the nice thing is with this new program is you're maximizing that membership program for you. And so once you get on board, then it's just, it's nice because now you don't have to expire on December 31st. And then we typically also give renewal benefits 30 to 60 days out if you renew your membership before it expires. So there's another little perk to being a member at our facility.
And what are some of the fundraising events you have coming up?
Yeah, so in May, we hosted quite a few membership or outside fundraising events going on. We don't have a lot coming up right in the real recent future. The soonest one we have coming up is the Ron Gallagher Memorial Golf Tournament. That's going to be out there on August 15th. We're expecting about 144 players for that. The Gallaghers have done a phenomenal job with that, and we've hosted it for the past couple years. Really looking forward to that golf tournament, but May is kind of our big month that we get hit with all of our big golf tournaments. And then towards the back end of the year in October, we'll host quite a few more. For instance, October, our biggest golf tournament, it's going to be, I believe, October 11th is the Saves Wings golf tournament.
And what does that benefit?
So that benefits, so Brett and Candace Aberhagens, they're the hosts of that golf tournament. And essentially, they choose one individual that they send the funds to. And it's to help out with anybody that has significant medical problems, significant billing issues. And they just raise lots of money that helps support those families and get them through those tough times. And so it's a great program. Saves Wings. They have a website. You can go check them out. They do a lot. They're involved with the community. They're great people. I love getting to host them. And ever since I got to meet Brett and Candace about 4 years ago, they've been great people and great guests out at our golf course.
Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to ask Bailey today?
Yeah, I'd like to ask him, what's the name of his golf course and where is it located?
What's the name of your golf course and where is it located?
We're Hunter Ranch Golf Course, and we're located in Paso Robles, California.
Oh, wait, he got off. So he just wanted to know what the name is and where you're located.
Yeah.
So it's Hunter Ranch, and it's located... What's the address?
It's 4041 Highway 46 East. We are just to the side of Vina Robles, and we are across the street from Sensorio, the light show. So it's a little entertainment area where we're at. And we're just about 2-3 miles off the 46-101 intersection, just up the highway. It's one of the first stops you see when you're entering in Paso, heading in from Fresno. So a lot of guests that we have out at the golf course, they've lived in Fresno. They're coming to the coast of the beach in Pismo or Avila. They've seen our golf course for years, and they look forward to coming out to it. That first hole you see when you're driving by heading into town is our fourth hole. And anyways, you just make a left off the highway, come on up, and come check us out.
And I want to bring up, I know there is a push to fix the traffic issues up there.
Yes.
And as many of you know, I don't know how many people know, there was an approval by the Planning Commission, I think it was earlier this week or the end of last week, where they voted to, they'd already approved it, the Beechwood development, which is out, it's on Creston Road, south of Niblick. It's a big development. It was approved years ago, but it's just never gotten done. Now they got more permits for it. They're planning on moving forward. You put that in, and you put the other development in over there, and the traffic is going to be astronomical.
Yes.
I was talking to a council person, and they said, we need the overpass over there. We need an overpass, not only for those houses, for Hunter Ranch, for Vina Robles, for Sincerio.
Yes.
It needs to be safety.
Yes.
Does are there issues getting in and out sometimes, are you hearing?
There are at times, yes. I notice that even myself when I'm leaving the facility. For instance, I work at our sister property. I work at Vina Robles Amphitheater as well. So I'm involved with two businesses that are right there off the highway, and it can be very challenging hanging a left onto the 46 when you're leaving at the end of the day. Especially I've noticed on Fridays and Saturdays, because so many of those folks from the Central Valley are coming through. Sometimes I'm sitting there for 5-10 minutes at the end of the afternoon between 4 and 6 p.m. just till I can find a gap to plow out onto the highway. And at that same time, we have plenty of guests that are pulling into Sensario that's right across the street from us. So with the businesses there on top, we also have the Ravine Water Park just down the road from us. And so all those entertainment centers that we have, plus the outside tourism that's starting to grow with the area, I've been a witness to it over the past 10 years, just seeing it continue to grow. And I've noticed that Fridays and Saturdays have just increased the volume for that. And it would be very advantageous to have an upgraded overpass, especially with the growth of the area. It would be phenomenal for everybody.
And I know they're putting a Trader Joe's over there right now, too. I don't know when it's going to open. I keep watching. But it's just going to cause more and more people wanting to cross over. And I know you can cross there at Golden Hill.
Right.
But the problem is you can't cross easily up higher.
No, you cannot.
I am hearing it's almost going to have to happen with these new... And I know it could be 10 years before these subdivisions are all the way in.
Right.
But you need to get ahead of these things.
Yes, 100%. We already have the people and the influx of people that are coming to town. I mean, for instance, I'm sure many of you folks that are listening have been on the 46-101 getting on one of those off-ramps, and you're backed up for 5 minutes just trying to get around town. And that's just because everybody's bundled up in those one areas. And like you're saying, if we can get people to move along and add more options up the highway, it'll make things quite a bit smoother for everybody.
And Hunter Ranch also has, so if you go out there to watch the youth tournament, you have a restaurant. What are the hours of the restaurant, and what does it specialize in?
Yeah, so the restaurant, we're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 p.m., and then Friday through Sunday, we're open from 7 to 5 p.m. We offer our breakfast 7 days a week up until 11 a.m., then we switch over to our lunch menu after 11 a.m., and it's a great spot to come out and grab a bite to eat. We're not a steakhouse. We're not a gourmet restaurant like that. But for a golf course restaurant, we have phenomenal scenery, great views. It's absolute bliss out there. I love it when I see families, and there's plenty of people that are non-golfers that are coming out just to come to our restaurant. One of the house specialties that's been out there for years, many of you have had it and loved it, our fish tacos. That's been a staple out at the golf course for years. Our slow-cooked tri-tip is phenomenal. We got a killer tri-tip sandwich. And one thing I did, because I was our food and beverage director for a period of time, was I worked on adding in some new items to our menu. And one thing that I'm working on now, I plan to release it about mid-August, is we have a new menu update that we're going to release with some of the new specials that we've had. And for instance, I'm an avid golfer, and I like to follow outside trends that are going on. And one of my favorite items that we have out there is a chicken Caesar wrap. For any of you that are into watching YouTube golf, have seen the craze about Caesar wraps at golf courses. It's just kind of a signature out there. For instance, a chicken Caesar wrap with a transfusion cocktail has kind of become one of those staple at the turn items that people are getting and looking for. So the second that came on, we introduced it into our restaurant. And then I've really tried to work on adding in items that we're missing off our menu to cover anybody that comes out to the property. Another item that we have on the menu that's phenomenal is we offer a 6-ounce salmon fillet salad with a lemon dressing that's absolutely delicious. And once we have these new menus released, so we're going to have more rotating specials to keep things excited and keep things fresh to have people coming out. But our patios are gorgeous. We got fans and overhangs, so it's nice and comfortable even when it's hot out. Our dining hall has plenty of seats and space in it. We have great comfortable booths in the restaurant. We have a really nice bar, and that's another thing I've worked on over the past couple of years, is increasing our bar program. And for instance, we're starting to introduce more local wines. We've had Jay Lore in our wine program for quite some time. We just introduced Austin Hope. We carry their Chardonnay and Cabernet. I have their Troublemaker on a wine keg with us. A local rosé that we have, it's Lopi Rosé. That's one that we serve. We also serve a Pious Rosé, and those are two of our members at the golf course that brought those out to us. And that's one thing I love, is just we're a community-centered golf course, and I love supporting the locals that are out here.
And are as many people now, I know when I was young, and obviously I'm not, golf lessons were part of being a teenager.
Right.
You know, your parents bought you golf lessons, uh-huh. and you had...
Yes.
Are as many young people taking lessons now, and do you offer lessons for children and adults out there?
Yes, we do. We offer lessons for youth, for adults, any age. Anybody that's interested in the game, I'd say age 60 to 95. Anybody that's into the game and interested and wants to learn and wants to learn something new, golf lessons are never anything to stray away from.
Hey, we're going to take a break from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more talking about a number of different issues in North County.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons, also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Bailey, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today and telling us what's going on at the golf course. And Hunter Ranch, yeah, again, is off of 46, right as you're coming into town from the Valley area.
Yeah.
And it's over next to Vina Robles. And you guys always, I know there is an agreement because I've gone over to Vina Robles. The food is done through...
Yes, yes.
The same group.
Correct. Yeah. So I work at our golf course, and I also... We do the food and beverage out of Vina Robles, so I work most of the concerts there. So many of our members that play the golf course will see me serving them a beer later that night at the concert at Vina Robles, so I love it. It's great. I get to see them in the morning, get to see them in the evening, and... It's a great little entertainment district out there.
I love that. I love going out there. I've taken my grandchildren a number of times to the concerts.
Oh, it's great. It's a phenomenal amphitheater. It's awesome. It's a great setting, great vibe. The music, no matter where you are in that amphitheater, it's a great listen. And it's a great time to go out, and people are looking for things to do before going to the show. So come on out to our golf course, play a round of golf, go home, get ready, go to the concert, and enjoy a full day of it.
And I want to thank you very much for coming on the show, and keep me informed when you're having the tournaments coming up. Well, and I'm going to go watch the children one again. I actually had fun.
Yeah.
And I haven't I'm not a very good golfer. I haven't played since I was young.
Right.
But I actually enjoyed watching and the excitement out there during that tournament.
No, please come on out. I'm going to be out there. And like I said, people are welcome to come out. Just be respectful of the juniors. Watch some very high talent. And we got many more new things and fun, exciting things to come out to the golf course. So this is kind of the beginning of me running the golf course, and I can't wait for the future of Hunter Ranch and what we have to come. And thank you, Karen, for having me out here.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. And I'm going to change the topic a little bit. I'm going to talk about what is going on in Templeton. And I think, as many of you know, there's a Templeton Advisory Group. And what that is Templeton is not a city. It's a community. And they have an advisory group that gives suggestions. They talk to the public. They look into things, different permit requests, different changes to the community. And then the county supervisor, John Pashon, Heather Moreno, they regularly show up there and they go to the Templeton Advisory Group meetings. This is actually, Templeton is in two areas. It's partly in District 1 and it's partly in District 5. And so what they do then is they are kind of they're an advisory board for the community to the government agencies. And it's a seven person board. And the head of the board is David Leader. He is the chair of the board. And David Leader is been in a bit of trouble lately. This has been going on for probably a year. He was accused of harassing neighbors. This all started with David Leader wanting to do... he wanted to have a roadway. A neighbor said, that's on my property. It's a private road. There were some arguments over it. It's a small neighborhood. They have a neighborhood group. They got in a quarrel over it. And then the neighbor said he was harassing them. They claimed that he would go on their property with a gorilla suit. He allegedly broke cameras, stole cameras. He allegedly he pleaded guilty. He spray painted a sign that said private road. He would make noise in front of his neighbors' homes. So the neighbors tried to get restraining orders. He tried to get restraining orders, and then everybody put up cameras. In the end, the neighbors got restraining orders against David Leader, and he just kept violating the restraining orders. He got felony charges of vandalism. He had 32 criminal charges against him. Yesterday, he pleaded guilty to one felony charge of vandalism and seven misdemeanor charges of violating court restraining orders. And again, there were a lot of cameras out there, so there was a lot of evidence. And I've seen some of the pictures. The sign was absolutely destroyed. The camera's missing. You have a picture of him. It kind of looks to me like a shaggy hunting costume. I don't know if it's actually gorilla wear. I am not an expert in what hunters wear and what gorilla costumes look like. So this has been going on for some time. And here's why I find this kind of interesting. First of all, this is the primary board in this area. This is the primary group board for the community to give government agencies information about what they want in the community, and he is the chair. And meanwhile, in the plea agreement, which I have a copy of, he wants to be able to ride in the parade, because right now he's going to go to jail for 30 days. He agreed to 30 days in prison. He goes on August 19th and gets sentenced. And then after his sentencing, they're going to flash arrest him, is what it says. That means they're going to arrest him at sentencing. He'll spend 30 days in jail. When he gets out, he's on 2 years probation. So if he continues to violate in any way, he will spend the 2 years in prison. That's how that works. When they give you a low sentence, but give you a lot of terms. But the one thing they said he can do, because right now, one of the women that he's restrained from has a store on the main strip in Templeton. He wants to ride in the Templeton 4th of July parades. And he's allowed to ride in the parades that, as long as he doesn't do anything else other than go by her store, he can ride in the parade as a Templeton advisor, the chair of the Templeton advisory group. And that's in the plea agreement. And I found that very, very odd, that this man wants to be in the parade. When we get back after the top of the hour, we're going to have Murray Powell from the TAG board on, and we're going to have Greg Graywall talking about groundwater. Murray and Greg have been very involved in the groundwater wars in Paso Robles. We'll be right back.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.